What's up, everybody? You know what it is. It's another episode of X on the Beach. We are super excited. We have a full panel here, ladies and gentlemen, and we have not one, but we have two guests. We got a lot of things going on. We got more extras showing up. We got an elimination happening, and we got some action for you. Let's go. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Came through drip, drip, drip. Came through drip, drip, drip.
Was I like that? Was I like that? Hey, there we go.
Came through drip,
Millie Rock on.
Came through drip, drip, drip. Came through drip, drip, drip. Thumbs in my wrist, they dripping.
Came through drip, drip, drip. Came through drip, drip, drip. Came through drip, drip, drip.
Okay, okay, okay.
Thumbs on my wrist, they dripping.
I don't know if they're ready for us. I don't know if they're ready for this show. This after show. We staying lit all day, every day. What's up, everybody? You know, it's your boy Lim Gonzalez here. And right next to me is the amazing. We missed her last week, but she's back. And in effect, it is none other than Sensei Don't Play.
I ain't playing for these house, so let's go. Let's go.
And of course, you know, we got the lovely, the incomparable Miss Melody Rose.
What's up, guys? I'm excited. Today was a good episode.
It was a good episode. Yes, it was. And of course, my A1 since day one. You know what it is. The Filipino king himself, Mr. Nino Lanera.
What's good, y'all? This episode, though, there was a lot going on. More. Remember, I said I wanted more last week?
Yes.
We got it.
I got it this week.
We did get
I'm
it.
I'm excited.
We
let's
did
get
it.
It.
Yes. And it's guest time.
Yeah.
It's guest time. It's guest time. Ladies and gentlemen, you might have seen him before on Are You the One? We had him as a guest. He is alumni of that. But he is here because he's on X on the Beach, and he's one of the X's, the first one to show up. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mr. Derek, Mr. Chocolate himself.
What's up, y'all? What's up, y'all?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
Yes.
Doing great. After that episode,
yeah.
How can I not be, man?
Right. You throwing chairs and stuff?
Everything. I got a lot of anger out.
That's crazy.
I feel good.
He's chocolate lit. Chocolate
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Shout out to your line.
Exactly.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. And not to be outdone, ladies and gentlemen, another ex that showed up, you know, last episode to bless us. Ladies and gentlemen, Skyler's with us.
Hey.
What's up, Skyler?
Hey, how are you guys?
We are great.
Oh, we're good.
Yeah.
Happy to be here.
Yeah. I'm happy that you're here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get it. So, ladies and gentlemen, panel extraordinaire, what are our thoughts on this show?
All right. Well, let me go first.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You know,
you've been waiting since last week.
Right.
Week.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now, like, I'm going to be totally real. Like, when I first started watching, I'm like, damn, this shit is cheesy as fuck. You know what I'm saying? But then at the same time, I'm like, damn, I feel like my ex is in the building. You know, when I'm watching it, I'm like getting anxiety and
sweating?
Shit. I'm like, damn, like I'm waiting for my ex to don't pop up on the beach, you know? So
right.
It definitely is giving a lot of different elements, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, these cast members that they picked are good ones because they move quickly. So I definitely feel like we're going to have some good entertainment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So that's how I'm feeling.
Absolutely.
Good.
I like it. What do you guys think?
I mean, it was messy. I'm here for it. I'm here for the arguments, especially. I don't really care too much about the hookups, but the fights, yes, let's do more of that.
Yes,
oh, okay,
more
girl.
Fights. Nino, what about you?
You know, I was hoping that the whole Derek and Angela thing was going to come out a little bit longer, but it was quick.
Yeah.
She saw the phone.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, nope.
Honey, I would have been quick.
She went up the elevator, then he went up the elevator, all separate, because you know they didn't want to be together.
Nah, yeah.
Okay. And honey, if I had a man like homeboy that she got, I'd be quick up that thing, too.
Yes.
Okay, hello, T, what's good? You know what I'm saying?
You know, and I was anticipating the whole time for the question of the hour, did you... My uncle.
Yes.
And we found out later. I can't talk about that.
Speaking of a special segment, we'll be talking about the Shack of Secrets. There was two instances where we got Shack of Secrets at the top of the show and towards the later end of the show. And speaking of Shack of Secrets, Mr. D-Rock himself was all up in the Shack of Secrets. So your ex was on the show last week and she had some things to say about you. And so I'd like to get your take on your experience now that we're two episodes deep. First of all, what was the Shack of Secrets like?
It was crazy, man. You know, going down there, you know, when you do these shows, they take your phone weeks before. So I go down there, I see my phone. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm about to text somebody. You know, I'm about to shoot a DM. I might swipe right on Tinder or something. Like, see what I can do. And sure enough, you know, they come out with the iPad and it says, Angela has 7 minutes to go through my phone. And I'm like, wow. Like, my mama don't even go through my phone. You know what I mean? Like, but Angela can go through my phone for 7 minutes. So she unlocks the phone and shit gets real.
Yeah. So we saw Skylar, you showed up on the first episode, and your ex is Chase.
Yes, and girl. So- he was one of my favorites on The Bachelorette. I was so mad when he got cut. I was like, what the hell?
What's going on?
Why she cut Chase? Wait, so were you the ex before that or after?
After.
After? Okay, girl. I see you, girl. Yes. Right up.
So, Skylar, you get this call about, you know, joining the show and, you know, seeing your ex. What was your initial thought process at that point?
Honestly, without hesitation, I was like, yes, let's do this, because we didn't really end on bad terms. And to have the opportunity to be put in like a beautiful place with my ex, somebody that I still had feelings for and maybe still do, who knows? I mean, it was just like an amazing, tempt me with a good time, you know? So, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I jumped at the opportunity.
Why did you guys end in the first place?
I mean, really, it was a distance thing. Like, he lived in LA, I was still back in Denver, and it was really no bad blood. It was just like a lot of unfinished business, and like, everybody knows long distance relationships are not easy.
True.
So, to have the opportunity to be there with him was really awesome, and we did have some issues here and there, which, I mean, you'll have to see if we work them out or not. So.
Well, she's a rare case in the house.
Yeah.
They ended okay. And, right. You know, wanted to see where things go.
Right.
Compared to everyone else.
We did see this episode. There was some action or interaction between you and your ex. So, in my opinion, I felt like you were just kind of picking up where things left off, maybe?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Just absolutely. A smidge.
Mm-hmm. Just a smidge.
Yeah. Speaking of picking up where things left off, we have an amazing owner of AfterBuzz, which is Mariana Menounos, and she has a wonderful podcast. And so it's a weekly podcast, and you can learn even more about some of the books that she puts out. Mm-hmm. The Conversations with Maria Contest covers so many topics and gives so many life lessons and tips to help be your best that you love listening. So Maria does amazing celebrity interviews. We can always learn new things from that. And of course, as me, a host pursuing my own dreams, it's great to have
me
Maria's podcast.
Yeah, all of us.
All of us.
He forgot. I was talking. I was including myself.
But as all of us, yes. Thank you for the correction, people. Always put me in check.
I got to.
Exactly. Always. We have our career lessons to learn from. So I think that's amazing. Yeah.
No,
that's
has great people on her show all the time. So definitely shout out to
Maria
that.
Is Absolutely. Lit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Shout out to Maria.
She's doing thug
thing. Yes.
And so I want to go back to Derek, because Derek, you got really hostile this episode. We saw you throwing furniture or attempting to. There was an interception. Corey had an interception at the 50-yard line. So what got you so angry?
Just, you know, going into the house, like, Angela and I were in conversations, like, before. Like, we were texting, we were talking on the phone before getting into, you know, Hawaii. And, you know, she actually got there, and, like, before they took her phone, she's like, this is my room number, this is the hotel I'm staying at. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we were on good terms. Like, the plan was, we were about to go in here, we were talking, like, feelings were coming back, we were going to see what can happen. You know what I mean? Like, the plan was, we were going to leave the house together. That's what we had planned. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, that was kind of the thing. Like, we knew we had to talk about issues, but ultimately, we was like, yo, come on, let's be real. We know we're going to leave the house together, you know? So, when we get down there, and I'm like, so you really don't have feelings for me? So, literally, 4 days ago, you're giving me your hotel number, your hotel and your room number, telling me to come over, and you don't have feelings for me?
And then the next time you talk to her, she's yelling at you on the beach?
It went from, here's my hotel, here's my room number, come over if you can, if you're in the same hotel when you get to Hawaii. So I step on the beach and it's, you're F you, you're a fraud, you're a cheater, I don't like you. I'm like...
But wait, hold on. I think we've all seen Angela go from 0 to 100 real quick.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's what she does.
No chill.
I mean, do you think that Tarai had something to do with that?
Hell yeah, girl!
So this is what happened. This is what happened. So shout out to Corey. Because they went in the house. You know, those 10 singles, they went in together. Mm-hmm. They went in the house. Corey tells Angela that Alicia and I had sex.
Oh.
Angela never knew this. Angela actually, as y'all know, Angela fought Alicia in a hotel. And, you know, I introduced Alicia as my best friend because at the time she was my best friend. Like,
she be everyone's best friend.
Like, regardless of what may have happened with me and her, like, at the time when I introduced her to Angela, she was my best friend. So Corey went on to run his mouth and give that little bit of information to Angela, which kind of turned everything to a 180 to where now it's nothing but hate between Angela and I, as you see, from the Shack of Secrets, from day one on the beach to forever.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So going back to the Shack of Secrets, because we didn't get a whole lot when viewing
that. No, it's too quick.
Looked like you were down there very quickly. You know, editing gets us. But was there anything that was displayed in the Shack of Secrets?
So nothing was displayed. What really got under her skin was the girl that she read those text messages from about me saying it was great sex, all of that. It was a girl that she was a little bit suspicious about when me and her were talking. You know, we were all in New York one time for the challenge little premiere party, and like we were all turning up. She was like, "You're flirting with her," all of this stuff. I'm like, "No, I want to be with you." Like, you know, blase, blase.
Which challenge show was it?
This was Dirty 30.
Dirty 30. Yeah, so y'all was dating when you was on the show?
When I got back from Dirty 30, me and her started to.
Got back from, okay. So you really didn't need to turn up on Tori like that.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Yeah. I was good money. Yeah, okay, exactly. So we get back. I went.
Making that clear.
Tori to Angela. Yeah. Okay. That's why I wasn't tripping. I didn't really care. Cool. Yeah. She thought I had something for this girl who's also MTV family. Like she's done a show from, she's done an Are You the One show. Mm-hmm. And so when she read those text messages that me and this girl had sex and all of that, of course she was heated. Okay. But this was after Angela and I. So yeah.
You know, I'm dying. I'm in the chat right now. So y'all, okay. If you want to talk, I'm in the chat. A couple people in here said, what's up? They know your relationships. Like they follow along.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like a lot of the chat is basically, it's like, I'm trying to figure this out and piece everything together because MTV be trying to finesse when they shoot the show, blah, 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 blah. They're in it. Like they're in your Twitters. They're in your Instagram trying to figure it all out as it goes. How does that feel? Just knowing that your relationships, both of you guys, now, like, how does that feel knowing your relationships are just out there and you really can't keep anything from anybody? They're detectives. Your family detectives.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird. It's a little weird. I'm not going to lie.
It is.
Like, it's out there.
If I look at a girl a certain way, we're dating, and it's tweets, oh, Derek's fucking this girl.
Yeah.
Bro, I looked at her.
What
kind of look do you have though, Derek?
I sometimes might give a little bad look.
In today's episode were more than just hey.
That is true.
Yeah,
that is true.
I want to since we're talking about we're getting really gossipy for a second.
Super.
I wanted to get into our news and gossip segment. Just if you can give us our news and gossip music.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, Melody has the tea this evening, right. And I'm going to let her
spill it. It's been boiling.
I do, yes, you guys. Okay, so if tuned in last week, we had Angela on the show, and she went on to say, you know, that she got into this fight with Alicia. And she said, not only did we get into a fight, mm-hmm. I whooped on this girl. However, we got word that, I don't want to say who it was from, but a reliable source, mm-hmm. a very reliable source, saying there was no fight. This girl is lying. Love it.
We do a close up on Derek's face right now.
Angela's just saying this to be on the show, you know, to have some clout. However, your girl did some investigative journalism, which means I just, you know, Googled stuff.
She went on Twitter 2 years back.
I went on Twitter. I didn't even have to go on Twitter, you guys. There's a thread of tweets on another website. Just save tweets from the Are You the One cast that Alicia was on with.
Uh-huh.
And let me just read some tweets to you guys.
What you got, girl?
This is supposed to be maybe the day after the fight that may or may not have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Giovanni. We remember Giovanni. He dated
How
Alicia.
How can we not?
Shout out to you, Gio.
Listen to this tweet. And he refers to Alicia as Jenny, for those of us who don't know. Jenny, 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 Jenny. Heard that backhand was heavy. Heard your face looks like Freddy. Heard those hands were not ready.
Mm. Okay, with the poetry.
And then we get Cam saying, when you stay talking real tough, but you can't fight, it's gonna catch up to you, sis.
Cam I am.
Mm-hmm.
Killer Cam.
And what else? Oh, Cam again. I wish people had Twitter also, so I wouldn't have to subtweet and could at them. And who doesn't have a Twitter? Alicia.
Ooh, these subtweets. Ooh.
So, you know, was there a fight? Wasn't there a fight? You know, stay tuned. Make sure you guys tune in every week. That's all for news and gossip today.
Right. Yes.
It's coming in piping hot. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Derek, you actually mentioned about a fight. So do you have some knowledge that you can shed on our gossip that we just spilled all over the place?
They fought.
They did.
Literally, I watched it in front of me. I was watching it. Corey was watching it. Probably happened for like 10, 15 seconds. I grabbed Angela, took her away. Corey grabbed Alicia, walked away.
So you were there, physically there?
They were swinging. I was physically watching it. Like, wow.
So what were they fighting about?
Oh, hold on. One more thing. Mm-hmm. Supposedly, there was a tweet on that, too, mentioning Derek.
Like what they were fighting about?
When he says that he has a female best friend. Boy, stop.
I'm pretty sure I know who tweeted that one.
I wish my man said he had a best friend.
Derek, you got a female best friend? Really?
We really were, but no. They fought because Angela felt Alicia disrespected her when we was in the hotel when they first met. And Angela really kept saying the whole weekend, like, when I see her, I'm a fighter. When I see her, I'm a fighter. I'm like, yo, chill. That ain't that big a deal.
She's Bad Girls Club.
I'll give Angela one thing I will give her. One thing I will give her is she is a woman of her word. Like, if she says something in terms of she's going to do it, she's going to do it. And sure enough, Alicia walked by and Angela was like, you can stop and say hi, nice to me this time. Mm-hmm. And Alicia laughed. I think she might have laughed, but all I know is Angela starts swinging, Alicia starts swinging. I was like, I got to grab somebody. So I grabbed Angela. And we went, yeah. Grab I got to grab one of them. So but yeah, they fall. 110%. They fall.
Okay. 110%. Well,
got it.
Interesting.
Wow.
What I say about tweets and these people.
Right.
A whole site dedicated to a thread that happened way, way long ago.
I mean, it does amaze me, though, like, how women will, like, fight each other and, like, they don't go after the man. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But then again, it's like when there's a girl who's kind of been messy with a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, with Cam and, like, all these bitches. So, like, sometimes they just got to get checked. You know what I'm saying? But that's just crazy, though.
It's crazy.
Just crazy, though.
Skylar, I want to go back to you now. And we talked about, you know, your ex, Chase, who you still have feelings for to this day, it seems like. Maybe not.
We'll see.
Was there anyone else in the house that was catching your eye besides Chase?
I mean, to be honest, I have a type. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone has their type. So there was definitely someone that walked in the doors that was literally my type to a T.
Who? Come on, girl, say it.
He'll be coming out. Okay. He'll be coming out.
Oh, We haven't met him yet.
We haven't met him yet. Gotcha. So,
exes are bonding together, yo.
Yeah. So, I mean, I have a type, and I definitely, there was someone there that caught my eye, and that stirred up some stuff. So.
Did they catch anything else? We have to tune in.
Tune in for that one. I mean,
more news and gossip. Maybe we can find out. And
she's on Twitter right now. She's
checking right now. There was an elimination, and this was the first time that we were introduced to this. So you were telling us, you know, prior to the show that you didn't know anything about an elimination. So obviously you hear that there's an elimination because you're one of the exes. You're at risk. And, you know, Skylar, that pertains to you. Skylar, when you heard that there was an elimination, did you get nervous at all?
Oh, absolutely. And the thing you have to remember in the house, too, is, like, the people that are closest to you may be, like, your worst enemy. So it's just, like, you have to play your cards right. Especially after hearing that, I was like, oh, shit. Did I, like, rub anyone the wrong way? Like, you know, I don't know. So, yeah, it's definitely intimidating after hearing that.
What about you, Derek?
Yeah, I was scared. You know what I mean? When it's the 10 singles that start off in the house had the power, I was like, I know I got two cuts. I know Angela and Big T are going to come for me. And rumor was, like, Taylor was, like, my homie in the house going back from Are You the One Day. So she, like, T-Rock, you got to stop talking to girls. Like, you need to pick one and stop. Because, like, me, I want to get to know the girls in the house. So, you know, I'll sit down and have a conversation with her, and they're like, she's like, Derek, everyone thinks you're flirting with their girl. You need to chill. So I was like, there's no way I'm not going home. Like, I thought it was a wrap. I really thought it was a wrap. I thought I was going home.
The first one.
Yeah, I knew it was a wrap. You know, from everything Taylor was telling me, trying to just help me out, I knew it was my time, and luckily it wasn't.
Honestly, like, I was thinking it was your time as
Absolutely.
I think everyone was kind of surprised to see Andre go that night.
Well, yeah. I mean, I wasn't. Just because, like, you stealed the kiss with Jasmine. So I was like, okay, well, he played his cards. You know what I'm saying? Andre didn't have a chance to do that. No. Nor I don't think he tried. So I was like,
poor guy didn't last very long.
He was an easy target.
he didn't know that was going to happen. You know what I mean? So he was just shooting his shot and doing his thing.
Yeah.
Not really concentrating on anything
chilling,
else.
Chilling, right.
You know, but luckily, Derek was concentrating on somebody else, and that helped him a little bit.
So I'm going to spill y'all a little tea, because I just think it's only right.
Please. Oh, go ahead.
I'm going to just drop a little bit of tea. So when Andre came on the show, he had a girlfriend back home.
Okay.
So a big reason in a lot of the people wanting to cut him was because he came here with a girlfriend.
Why are you here?
Exactly. You know, like, so it was like,
no purpose, really.
You don't need to be here.
Oh, you're not trying to find. You did your thing. You apologized. Now, time to go.
And that's how they treat it. It was like, you got your closure, so now it's like, you have a girlfriend, you're not going to really mingle with nobody else. So that's that kind of saved me. It kind of saved me. So shout out to Andre's girlfriend, because she saved me. Shout out to you.
Thank you for that tea. That's really interesting, because I was like,
yeah, they didn't show that. Yeah,
they just ganged up on him.
Yeah. I just figured everyone was trying to get, you know, Taylor happy and, you know, stick to her side, and that's what happened, you know?
With her Andre 2.0.
Right.
So. Andre 2.0. I want to kind of go on this this uncle situation with
Yes, let's Kelsko. Talk about it.
That was a big deal. Yeah. That was a big deal.
So, how did you guys feel? First of all, how did you feel about Chelsko?
That's a name.
Am I saying her name right?
That is a
Chelsko.
Name.
Is it Chelsko? Okay. Yeah. How did you all feel about Chelsko?
She's extra, but I like extra.
Okay.
So I don't know yet. It's too soon to call it.
She had a fur coat on the beach.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I'm okay with that, because it was mad funny. Let's be real. She was laying on the beach with a fur coat and a microphone. Chilling, you know what I mean? But this whole thing is corny, so I live for it. This is dope.
She had a fur coat. Chris had a scarf.
Right.
Wow. We know they're exes.
And apparently, it was perfect. Like, it was perfect. Two men in a pod.
They're meant to be.
100%.
Well, you know what? I liked her after their truth booth. I was like, after the truth, I was like, all right, girl.
The Shack
of
Secrets.
It's right, because of how she felt when she asked if he ever loved her.
Yeah, she's
and
like,
you,
oh.
saw, you know what I mean? That was that moment you felt
see it
all
in her
special.
Eyes,
yeah.
She felt
good.
Felt the love.
Yeah. But before, I thought she was a hot ass mess. But like after that, I was like, all right, let me just.
But we love hot ass messes.
I don't know if they got to do it right, though, because I'm a hot ass mess, but I'm a hot ass mess. You know what I'm saying?
H A W T.
So what was you when you mentioned the. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm burning up because, you know, it's so hot over here.
Just
you mentioned about when we talk about the uncle, you're like, oh yeah, that was a big deal. What was so big? Like, why did it become such a big deal in the house?
It's just weird to like walk in the door and be like, oh yeah, she fucked my uncle. Like, it's just like it gave her like a very like weird like first name, like
kind of like a cousin type vibe. Like,
not a cousin.
Y'all fucking their family and shit. Like,
right, this girl. So I mean, it was the topic of the night.
That's an interesting topic. Let's be real. That's an interesting topic. My uncle.
Hell, you
messed with my uncle. But the story is, and we need to know if we get him in here, how did that even come to be?
Yeah, did the uncle say
he
that?
He explained it, but I'm going to let him spill that to you.
Okay.
Right,
he explained it, but I'm going to give him his time. I will tell y'all this, though. So y'all know, like, in the episode, she's ripping Chris. He drove my Bentley. I paid for him, crashed all of this stuff.
Crashed my mom's Audi.
Yeah, exactly. So she's going in on him, and literally, yo, we're all out by the pool. One, like, that same day in the afternoon, we're all out by the pool. She comes down there. And, like, literally all the 10 singles start ripping her one. Everyone's yelling at her.
Really?
And, yeah, like, everyone's going off on her. Stuff, I'm going to give you all the information y'all don't see. Okay. Everyone's going, like, she leaves crying. Like, she comes to me and Andre, and we're like, part of me is like, damn, they really just got you. Like, they really gave it to you. And I'm like, dang, she ain't got nobody else. So me and Andre was kind of there to, like, talk to her and calm her down. But they went in on her, Jasmine, Faith. Like, Jasmine might have gave it to her the worst. Like, they went in on her. Like,
so what we saw was really small. When they came down, they told him and all that other stuff. And then he went to go try to talk to her. But there was a whole bunch in the middle that we just basically missed.
It was small to compare to what happened out by the pool that night. That day, I should say.
She just came in so aggressive. I think it rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. Like, excuse me?
Yeah.
We've been here dealing with this stuff way longer than you have. So don't come in like you run it.
She seemed like she came in aggressive.
Totally,
But she did seem like you said, like that was her ex. Like, they were two peas in a pod.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They looked like they were meant for each other, which makes sense why they were together. together.
Fur coated a scarf.
Well, yeah. And it's interesting that you have all this behind the scenes. It's kind of seeming like this show is becoming more of like a game show. And kind of like dealing with other issues than like kind of the drama a little bit, right?
What do you mean? Like,
well, just like if they're not showing like the super, super drama, like that's some real shit. Like her crying, everyone going in on her life. Like, you know what I'm saying? Normally, I feel like on the like Are You the One and like all these other shows, they kind of show like all that type of drama. Stuff. You know what I'm saying? They're kind of cutting it short.
It's going to be a new exclusive on MTV.com.
Watch yeah, watch. Or maybe. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. I thought that was kind of interesting how they're kind of sticking to the.
It's like a, what I say in the trailer, it's like a Survivor mixed with a AYTO type situation, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially with the golden pineapple deal.
And then what are they putting the votes in?
Is the golden pineapple?
Okay. Yeah, the pineapple.
Right, cut or crush. Did you all feel bad about Chris when she said they didn't have great sex?
Hell yeah, I felt bad for the man. I felt bad for the man when he said when homie said that she's leading him on. Yeah.
I mean, when that happened, you guys, when she said that, I'm like, oh, she definitely fucked the uncle. Like, she definitely slept with the uncle. I'm like, it's about to go down. Like, that's even the ultimate. I was like, dang. Like,
no,
I was
you waiting suck, for that uncle. Moment. Is great.
I know. Yeah, like, I was waiting for that, you guys.
When you say that, now I'm thinking about it. I'm like, yo, I thought you the same thing. Like, that's the next question. Because you knew the question was coming.
That's what I'm saying.
So I'm like, that's next. Like, and it's damn. Like, oh, yeah. I mean, okay, I know you want to let him spill his tea, but at least was the uncle, like, was he, like, at least, like,
was he
around
young?
The same age? We he wasn't, like, a 50-year-old uncle.
Do we know? I don't know.
Is he Vince Vaughn?
The sensei has a theory that he's Vince Vaughn because that's sensei's thing.
I want to say the uncle wasn't too old.
Okay.
Like, it wasn't, like crazy, like, walking in with a wheelchair type kid. Like, you know what I mean? It wasn't wheelchair rolling in. Like, yeah, yeah. It wasn't that type of vibe. Yeah.
So, like, Vince Vaughn in his Norman Bates days.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay, that's a good... Okay,
yeah, I like that.
Yeah. That's a good comparison.
Yeah, word. Derek.
Oh, dang.
What was it? What was it about Jasmine that made you gravitate towards her?
Besides the alcohol.
You were lit in that scene.
I was very drunk a lot in those scenes. But no, the thing about Jasmine was something about her is like a woman. You know what I mean? Like I've experienced a lot of girls that's like kind of childish or kind of like, you know what I mean? Like get out of proportion about crazy stuff, make things bigger than what it was. And like Jasmine was just chill, and like the way she was telling, like, Derek, I think you still got feelings for your ex, like point blank period. When y'all stop that, maybe we can be. And it was like sexy to me. So I was like, you know what I mean? It was like, it was kind of a turn on, you know. I was really feeling it. Like, she kind of really reminded me of like what a woman would be like, you know, today, you know what I mean? Right, so that's kind of what the vibe was.
Okay. And she was on The Bachelor, right?
Yeah, she's in Bachelor in Paradise and Bachelor. No, and I kept up with her with those shows. I'd be loving them shows. So good. But no, she always kept it real. I mean, she was a little crazy on the crazy side, but she always was like 100% real. And like, she seemed like a loyal chick.
She's a good crazy.
Yeah, like a good crazy.
Like a good crazy.
Yeah.
Jasmine was my girl.
Yeah, I like her.
She was just always good people.
Nino, do we have any fans to shout out?
We do. You know what? Shout out to Jaquan Smith, Jalen Barraza. You guys were the first ones in the chat. Shout out to you guys. And you guys are keeping it heavy. Our chats be going off or whatnot.
I couldn't keep up, so I stopped looking.
So, you know, shout out to you. They say they're lagging. You know what? That means it's good.
Okay.
Because
a bunch of people are.
Because a bunch of people are on. But you know, shout out to everyone else as well too who's been interacting with us on Twitter, also on Instagram as well too. Let us know what you guys think. We have this as a podcast on iTunes. So you can actually download it off iTunes. You can go ahead and rate us, leave us a comment, let us know what we could do better and what you like, so we can make the show the best for you guys. Same thing with YouTube. Go ahead and subscribe, click that bell. I sound like a YouTuber. Look at that. Click that bell, leave a comment,
and
you know,
like,
talk to us. Like, you know, like it. Yeah. Talk to us.
All of that.
Let's be fam.
We want to do it. All of that. I want to find out about Lexi because we saw a little bit more of Lexi, even though Chris called her bro, which I was like, how do you feel like that is going to help you win the girl? Like, I don't know. That's never worked for me. So maybe Chris knows something. I don't know. But Lexi seemed really cool, first of all.
I mean, Lexi is my girl. She was the first person I met walking in there. Actually, us three. Day one exes, and since then she's been my best friend in the house, and she's just an amazing soul. Mm-hmm. However, the way that Chris wanted to talk to her, it's not the greatest approach, man. It's just clearly it didn't
Lexi, too well, but I gotta be amazing. Real. That's what I live by. I gotta be real. I love Lexi. But what kind of was interesting was, like, you know, being in the house, I thought it was like Chris just kind of forcing it, trying to, like, be with Lexi and, like, trying to flirt. But now watching, it was like Lexi could have kind of, like, you know, hit and, like, get away kind of. But then again, knowing Lexi, she is nice. So it's like, when she says in the episode, like, I don't want to hurt nobody, I can see how it's like, okay, she don't want to hurt nobody. But by not doing that, you're giving Chris kind of comfort that he may have a shot, which is why Paulie's getting mad. You know what I mean? So it's like, because Lexi's so nice and sweet, it's like, it made Chris think he has a chance.
Okay, well, you know now I got a little tea.
Oh!
Okay, so I don't think that...
Can we get a drop for the tea?
Pew, pew.
Yeah. Pew,
pew. A little whistle blow.
No. There you go.
Shout out to the engineer.
I don't think that Lexi was the only person that Chris was having little boy crushes on.
Yeah, I didn't know this.
I like that you said little boy crushes because he just reminds me of a child.
Okay, bro, your little boy crushes.
But not like who else did drop it?
I think everyone in the house. So
she had crushes on everyone in the house?
I mean, just like telling me. Yeah.
And I mean, so I take it as Chris was kind of hitting on you.
Absolutely. And everyone. And probably every other girl there. I think that he
Chris
was just,
is gonna
okay,
he was
okay.
looking for something to make Chelsco jealous.
Now I got a little thing maybe. I want to say.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Now you said you have a type in the house, and as more exes come, we'll see. And you don't have to answer this. I guess this might be like kind of reunion type vibe.
I think I know.
Did you have a type like after the show coming to LA? You don't got to answer that. You don't have to answer that. That's another time.
I mean, you asked the question. So she got to answer.
That's another time. It's another time.
I mean, my typical type is super tall, like dark hair, like brown eyes, like. But I will say this.
Dying right now.
The first day on the beach. When Chase and I had our little talk, he's like, is there anyone in the house that, you know, you think is attractive? And I was like, well, Derek's looking good, so.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
That's what you wanted, right?
No, he was fishing.
Yes, you were. Derek,
even.
Don't lie to me.
He was just.
Not team even. Chocolate.
He wanted another
and
time.
He reeled it in. He reeled it in.
To get back into the show, I thought it was kind of interesting, though. It kind of showed, I don't know Lexi and Polly's situation, but it kind of seemed like that situation with Chris kind of turned up Polly, which kind of showed weren't working like
no,
that.
But maybe that's what he needed.
He seemed kind of like
okay.
controlling in a way. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like the way his vibe was just like, whoa, bro.
Absolutely.
Like she should hit him with the bro.
Because come on now, like he did Chris pretty wrong. I mean, I know he was trying to save the dude, but you saw how he
it's
was like
not
he
that
touched,
serious.
Yeah, he touched him on the chest, like, you know, you leading him on, and Chris's face is just like, oh, okay, so that's happening right now.
Yeah.
And poor dude, he kind of reminds me of E-Money a little bit. Just a little bit. But you know what? Let's be real.
That's a diss to E-Money.
No.
He has some respect on his name.
No, E-Money's killing it right now. And I think Chris is going to be one of those dudes after the show.
That we're all going to love?
And everyone's going to be sliding into his DMs. He's going to have people, women, just sliding into the DMs. Like E-Money did afterwards.
He's really good.
You know, I mean, he's a funny
really
dude. I think
dude.
He's a nice guy.
Okay. I mean,
give it to him.
At the time of the show, he's only 21.
Yeah.
So he's young. Yeah. Like,
oh, he's 21?
Yeah.
He's young. At the time of the show, he was only
21.
He just
keeps it Gucci. Yeah. E-Money had his polo shirt.
Yes.
And Chris has a scarf.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong.
That scarf is hilarious, though. You said he wore it, like, the whole time?
I don't think he took it off.
Ever.
Be honest.
I think he showered with it. I'm just be real.
It's a safety blanket, y'all. So
I don't know.
And you guys were in Hawaii, correct?
Yes.
Right. Where it's really like nice and warm and chill, and you don't need a scarf. It's not snowing.
No shirt, just a scarf.
Yeah. Okay. Just a scarf.
We were surprised, but hey, I guess that's his swag.
That's how he rolled.
You know what I mean?
Gucci.
Okay.
Like,
Gucci
gang.
Gucci
gang. Shout out
Chris. Is he a DJ?
Shout out Chris.
Yeah.
He's a DJ. Okay.
Maybe he was catching all the breezes.
Breezies.
They came. They
just taking some sides.
He had little crushes. He wanted the scarf. Maybe that was it. The scarf and bro. Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe we should do that.
Should we?
You know, do a scarf and just say bro to every, and just see what happens.
Y'all do that and have a great time.
Don't talk about that. You know what
I'm saying? Don't be adding us up in here.
That's like an automatic left on Tinder. That's not going to happen. Ain't no right swipe. That's a left swipe.
I'm with you, love him.
So, Derek, you obviously were not eliminated. So, congratulations on that.
Yay.
Still on the show to fight another day. So, that being said, now do you set your sights? Because we saw that you said in, you know, the Hall of Secrets, Shack of Secrets, excuse me, aka, you know, Second Truth Booth.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's like.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a truth booth. It is like a truth booth.
It's worse.
Definitely worse.
It's worse.
It's not the truth. It's the truth.
Right.
Truth
booth.
Shit.
You said you still had feelings for Angela. But then we see you, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So were you conflicted at this point? Do you still want to be with Angela? Like, what are your thoughts now that you're in the house and you're staying at least for another week?
So in the house, seeing, you know, I got another week. It's like, after everything that happened with me on Dirty 30, you know, Challenge Dirty 30, I'm about to step in no relationship because I know how that shit feels. You know what I mean? So, like, I'm really not going
to
even try to
bother. Don't try to come like that.
Not being real, though.
Let's be real.
I'm being real.
You can actually. She didn't really do you that dirty, though.
Who? I'm not even trying.
You talking about that?
We talking about who?
Ooh. You talking about the Dirty 30, how you was coming at Tori like that?
How did I come at Tori?
At the reunion show.
I actually think I was very respectful.
Really?
I do.
Okay.
I really do.
That's fine.
You thought
Do you feel different?
I mean, I feel like you were really kind of coming at her in some way, and I feel like everyone was coming at her because it made her feel like, you know, she was doing something wrong.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I feel like what happened was, like, cool.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
And,
but
and
I feel like in
I
your
agree.
Way, it was just, like, a little bit too salt. You know what I mean? When you really need to be that way.
The one thing I told her, even till today, if we ever talk, is I don't care that she cheated. Like, at the end of the day, if you find somebody that you're interested in, go after your heart. Go after what you want. That's no problem.
Okay.
Just don't lie to me about it because I never told you a lie. So if you see in the Dirty 30, my thing was never about her cheating. It was about her lying about it and what they tried to make it about the whole phone thing.
Okay.
I mean, you can rewatch it. We can bring it up on my phone after this. We can watch it together.
I watched it.
I'm going to have to watch it together.
We can.
Yeah, I mean, because, I mean, with all due respect, you weren't there, but everyone there was like, Derek, because you don't see all the conversation as well because
right,
you're not
there.
Right,
but I mean,
there,
I know, like, behind the scenes, like, certain other things, too. So it's like, I don't think it was all the way honest anyways in
everyone there that witnessed the whole thing was like, I'm proud of you and how you handled yourself. All the women came up to me after, including some of her friends on the show.
Okay.
Because there's things I could have went in and about personal information that I never bring up.
Okay.
Which you didn't mention that you weren't going to bring up.
Which I didn't mention right. I wouldn't bring up in right. respect for a woman.
Right.
All
right.
Yeah.
The tea is so hot right. tonight.
It's kind of hot today. Ooh.
So going back to your feeling now that you're safe.
Back to that, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So like I was saying, after everything that happened on Dirty 30,
mm-hmm.
and the way I respected a woman and didn't do
right.
things I could have done.
I didn't say you didn't
okay,
respect
so
her. I didn't say that.
I was going to respect clear. I was going to respect their relationship and step away. And as you see throughout the show, that's what I do. Like, you know what I mean? And things kind of unfold and things mm-hmm. happen, but it's not me ever trying to jump into their relationship. I don't want to give too much because we got a long season
right.
left, but you'll see. But like, yeah, my thing was, yeah, I came in there with feelings for her. She's with someone. I'm going to respect that relationship and I'm going to pursue other single women in the house, and that's what I go on to do.
Gotcha. And just so we're clear, we're talking about Tori, the relationship she has with Tori.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes. Her and Big T, yeah.
So you're respecting that.
Mm-hmm.
You're moving on. Even though you expressed that you had these
yeah.
feelings,
yeah.
but doesn't mean that you're going to mess up what she has going
exactly.
on.
Exactly. I'm not going to try to come between that. You know what
okay.
I mean? I'm let them do them, and I'm gonna move on to see what other interests I have in the house. Happens to be Jasmine at the time, and we'll mm-hmm. see where things go.
Let's see how it goes.
Should.
Let's get into predictions.
Let's
do that.
Do Ooh. It.
And now you're after Buzz TV. Huh? Predictions.
What did I fuck up the vibe?
No, not at all. No,
the
hey,
vibe seems a little
tense.
I never said that you disrespected her. Let's get that clear.
Because
you didn't
that.
Disrespect.
Not at all.
It had nothing to do with that.
Not at all. Okay.
Had nothing to do with disrespect. Because I don't, you know, I'll say it was disrespect. No disrespect
yeah,
to her.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let you know. You ain't disrespecting.
Facts.
So.
Facts.
Nice.
Nino, what do you think about going clear. Into next episode?
So my mind is like all over the place now. Yeah. So to the next episode, I don't even remember whose ex, like who popped up, because you know they have the quick
yes.
flashes
mm-hmm.
of
yes.
people, and I always try to, like, I've been trying to match them, obviously, uh-huh. to who's coming on. I can't even tell you at this point. Like, my mind is kind of like everywhere. I think I got what I want though from this episode, which was more mm-hmm. and a little bit less intro type situations and just mm-hmm. more into the tea.
Yeah.
And there was a lot, obviously, mm-hmm. and a lot we didn't see as well too. So I mean, I feel like there's going to be more of that, and I feel like everyone needs to come back to this show because everything gets explained right. when we have our guests on.
Yes,
and we got mm-hmm. a lot of guests coming, y'all.
Yes, we do.
So don't play. Come subscribe, follow us because it's definitely going to be there and yeah. watch.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, you guys already know I'm here for all the fighting, so I'm just hoping for more exes to come in and some fists to be thrown.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, and I don't think Taylor's done yet with her exes, because we got a little tea last week about right. her having multiple.
Wait, multiple exes
so
can show up?
Who's next? Yeah. Right.
We ooh, I bet you it's that one guy from Ari the One.
Which
the
one?
Long hair. Oh. Ben? Is his name Ben?
I don't know.
No, you've been really wrong with names.
Yeah, you've been way off with names.
I thought Jasmine was Danielle. She looks like Danielle.
Who's Danielle?
I know. I was like,
Danielle.
Yeah,
like, Danielle, you see everything? Like,
I'm
like,
are you sure Danielle? You're watching the right
where
show?
Where is she?
I'm you trying know? To back you up, and you got me looking messed up.
I know. He was like, I don't know. She was on there. I'm like, oh, no. Jasmine. Oh, right. She looks like Danielle, though.
Jasmine, Danielle, same thing.
Some more Taylor's exes. Maybe not next week, but the week right. after, I'm sure. Because if there's yeah. a lot, it's going to be spread out throughout yeah. the season. Yes. How many episodes do you guys have?
10.
It's 10 episodes.
Supposedly.
Yeah. Supposedly.
Yeah. I am excited to see what happens with you and Chase. Because I always felt like he was a good guy. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. like, you're a cute girl. So I'm like excited
there's
to see where
of,
that's going.
A lot of potential there. You know?
Exactly. You yeah. know? And I mean, I hope people, you know, stick to these relationships. They have fun. They have a good time. I mean, I feel like the whole Corey Taylor thing, that's just going to be a hot
we
ass mess.
We also have something lingering around us kind of interfering with our relationship a little bit. So.
What do you mean? Like, y'all's?
I think her name starts with a V.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's out here in L.A. too, isn't she?
Ooh. Who? Wait, oh, who's the V? Who's the V?
She's an East Coast
I ain't good with the name.
East Coast fashion.
The V.
Victoria.
It's not Danielle. It's not Danielle.
Yes. Like
V. It's not Danielle.
Yeah.
She's a fashion.
Yeah.
Fashion killer?
She's something.
Yeah.
She's something.
Oh. All right. Well,
yeah. we gotta keep watching.
Damn,
I don't know.
I'm gonna keep watching. All right. What about you,
Lynn? I'm interested to see Corey, Mr. DNA test.
oh my god!
I forgot about that. Wait a minute,
Corey.
My daughter knew I had a DNA test.
He plays a great part in what he's known for. That's all I'm gonna say. He's a great guy outside of the show. He's a great father.
Right.
But he is so good at the player ways.
But girls love it.
I mean, how can you not? How can you not? He's like, all right, so you're gonna get married. We're gonna get married. We're gonna have babies. We're gonna do the whole thing.
And you're
whole
ready
thing.
To be a stepmom, right?
Right.
Ready to be
exactly.
Because
like,
my daughter comes first.
Yeah, let's
but you're
do
gonna
it.
Be a stepmom,
you're
right?
second, but
do
yeah.
it.
You're gonna get married or what?
Right.
He said, my daughter comes first. Are you ready to be a stepmom? By the way, I had a DNA test to make sure that was right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would have been out so quick.
I mean, we'll find out. Maybe, I mean, Corey does live in LA. You know, he's out of town right now. Maybe he'll be back in time to get him on the show.
We need
and
to.
We can find out firsthand.
Right.
But yeah, the ladies do love him. We've seen him on the challenge. We've seen him
do his thing.
We've seen him on Real World doing his thing. We see him on this show. I mean, the ladies love him. He loves the ladies. And so he keeps doing what he's doing. I'm interested to see how it goes with Taylor, because obviously if there's more women coming to the house, potentially exes.
And Taylor turns up.
Yeah,
Taylor does. We've seen her turn up.
Taylor does turn up. She can get very feisty. And I can
see. But I feel like she has a lot of talk. More talk than.
Maybe. I don't know.
You know
but I'm curious to see if he does pursue someone else
mm-hmm.
that comes into the house or that's already in the house.
Yeah.
You know, maybe Skylar. I don't know. I'm just saying. maybe.
Ooh,
what Taylor does. Because Taylor, like, you saw when Andre came up, you're like, better not talk. You know,
yeah.
like, she could get, you know, a little hood a little bit.
She's a little rowdy.
She can get what?
Like, a little hood. A little bit.
I use rowdy for her.
Rowdy?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's kind of like
I use rowdy for her. I don't use hood.
Rowdy.
Rowdy?
She's rowdy.
Okay,
yeah.
rowdy. There rowdy. We go. Rowdy.
Yeah, I'm just interested in seeing Derek and Angela because they're still beefing right now on Twitter, guys. Check it out.
I know. Y'all just had some tea right now. Oh, by the way, yeah, she retweeted and commented. You should check that out right now.
Can I do it right now? Literally right now?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well,
on that note.
On that note, ladies and gentlemen, I think that has been our show.
Yes.
We want to thank everyone that was in the live chat for tuning in. Thank you so much for keeping the conversation going. Of course, this always is going to be on YouTube forever, so you can keep commenting
forever.
Keep talking about what you want to talk about and ask us questions. You know, you comment, you ask us questions. We love to hear those, and, you know, we answer back. So we'd love to find out what you think about the episode and going forward, your predictions. I've been your host, Lim Gonzalez, and you can find me always at The Poet Saint, all day, every day, The Poet Saint. And also, you can check out my website, stayonthemic.com. Sensei, where you at?
Y'all know where to find me at Sensei Don't Play. You guys are going to see me here every Thursday. And make sure every Friday you guys turn into Dash Radio. We got All About the Grind going on there, independent artists, all that good shit. So stay tuned.
Booyah.
Guys, come get messy with me. Follow me at Melody _Rose. Let's gossip.
Hey, y'all. It's your boy, Nino. You can catch me at Nino Lanier on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff. I want to dedicate this episode for me to my grandmother who passed away just a couple days ago. She always told me this. She always said, collect and select, meaning don't be scared to find love. Keep on looking. Collect those cards. When you find the right one, you'll always know the truth.
Yes, so shout out to you, Grandma. I love that. Yeah. Ooh,
Shout out to
Grandma. I'm taking that with me tonight.
Absolutely.
I like that.
Derek, where can the people find you, sir?
At I'm DRock15, Twitter, Instagram. Stay tuned because this is a long season.
And I want you to shout out your shirts, Team Chocolate.
Shout out Team Chocolate, Team Chocolate. Every way you want to put it, it is on my Instagram page. Check out the website. Got a lot of new designs that drop, so check it out. It's going to be it's some good vibes. Shout out to everybody that's bought so far. Fucking sales have been going crazy. Thank you for all the love. Way more sales than I thought we was going to get at this time. So thank you, everybody. For
word, us. Word. Skylar, where you at?
At Skylar Mickelson. That's Skylar with an E, not an A. And Mickelson with two Ks, not a CK. I would spell it out, but it's way too long. But I appreciate you guys. It was a pleasure being here.
Word.
Awesome.
Yeah. And before we leave, I'm also going to be coming out a line called Team Peanut Butter. So make sure you check that out.
Yeah.
It's going down.
Yeah.
All
good.
All right. Until next week, we'll see
you.
Peace.
Bye. Put my order in, man. Put my order in.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only, do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.